When I was younger, I paid credit card companies a fortune in interest and fees because I didn't have a credit history. Now I'm older, I've built some credit, but I'm still getting dinged with annual fees. But have you heard of a credit card company that actually helps you avoid paying those fees and unexpected interest charges? Well, I just did, and it completely changed the way that I think about credit cards. That new company is called Pedal. Pedal uses advanced technology and partners with WebBank member FDIC to provide access to a Visa credit card along with a simple modern mobile app. Pedal's cash back grows with you. Earn 1% cash back right away and up to 1.5% cash back when you make 12 on-time payments. When Pedal says no fees, they mean it. No annual fees, late payment fees, foreign transaction fees, or any other kind of fees. Pedal suggests you pay in full each month so you avoid interest charges entirely. So you can set up auto pay so you never forget to make a payment. And as of today, they have variable APRs that range from 15.24% to 26.24%. Credit limits range from $500 to $10,000, which can be a lot higher than other credit cards when you're just starting to build credit. You can qualify even if you've never had credit in the past, but make no mistake, Pedal may be a great option for anybody looking for more from their credit card company. It only takes 5 minutes to apply, and you can see if you're pre-approved without impacting your credit score. It's about time a credit card company helped you succeed financially. Check out the Pedal credit card. It's a smarter credit card for the modern world. Go to pedalcard.com/Rob today to find out more. That's Pedal with a T, P-E-T-A-L card.com/Rob.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 22nd, 2019, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We're back again. News AF, about to get into it with Danny and Tyson. And of course, first, here is a man who is the subject of a ton of scrutiny right now. Mr. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, you still here?
I'm still here, still kicking, still having fun, just hanging out with the family, doing the normal thing.
All right, Tyson, there's a lot of rumors floating around about you right now. Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm so good today, Rob. I have to address the rumors, Rob, like we talked about before the show. I will be doing some more stuff with Tall Slim Tees, and, you know, keep your eyes peeled on the YouTube for those dope commercials.
Okay. You don't have any big plans for this summer?
Rachel's parents have their 40th year anniversary, so we're going to Hawaii in June. And then my family reunion in July, just trying to stay out of the Arizona heat as best I can.
Okay. All right. Of course, with us, as always, a man who wishes he could get into the Arizona heat, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
It is so cold here. Winter has returned to the Great White North. It is not the Great White North. This is Utah, well south of the Great White North, but it is snowing today. Mm-hmm. Absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
I need to move.
Danny, speaking of winter is coming, did you happen to catch the Game of Thrones finale?
Guys, don't. I know Game of Thrones finale was this week. Do not tell me anything. I'm going to start with episode one, starting probably tomorrow.
It's so not,
no spoilers at all. Everybody be quiet about it.
It's not worth it, Tyson. If I were you, I would just skip. I mean, if you haven't caught the entire, all the episodes of Game of Thrones from one until now, then you haven't been reading the news at all, because the spoilers abound. I don't know how you would have to closet yourself up in a cave in the mountains to have missed how season eight ended. Like, seriously.
Danny, what are you doing to stay warm in the cold?
Danny, did you get hot soup today?
Oh.
I just picture Danny always getting hot soup before the podcast, like wandering in there. And they're like, we don't usually put the hot soup out till noon, sir. And he's like, but I want it now. And they're like, well, we've got some from yesterday. And he's like, that'll do.
First of all, they don't put it out at noon. they put it out at like 11:15. So if you get there bright and early, if you're gross. Lined up, if you're lined up around the corner, you know, they open the doors just like an exciting concert. You get into there, you get that hot soup bar bright and early, you'll get freshies. But no, I did almost have hot soup for dinner because it is snowing. Then yeah. I thought better of it and had some hot fries instead.
Hot fries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hot fries are the only fries you should ever eat. Cold fries are a sign that your life has taken a bad turn.
All right. We've got a lot of news stories to talk about this week. So why don't we get into everything? And our top story at this hour has to do with celebrity Justin Bieber, and that he has just announced that he has a natural deodorant, which is coming out, Danny.
Is this going to be a direct competitor to Axe body spray?
No, not for me.
No. Okay.
So Tyson is out. Danny, would you wear Justin Bieber's new signature fragrance, his new deodorant? It's called Here and Now.
Here and Now, I would smell it. It says natural. Does that mean it smells like nature or it's only made from natural ingredients?
Well, usually that's code for no aluminum.
Oh, no aluminum. It sounds, I like aluminium, as they say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Why is that in deodorant? Any ideas?
Well, I think it's good at absorbing the bad stuff.
Okay, well, so. I need as much absorption as possible. I am a strong sweater. If sweating was a competition, I would gold medal every time. So I probably couldn't do this because it's not strong enough. I really do need the strong stuff.
Yeah, so you think that Bieber's new vegan, cruelty-free, all plant-based ingredients is not going to cut it for you?
No plant has ever come up with a chemical that will stop me from sweating that I know of. I mean, it's got to be strong. It's got to be man-made, poisonous to all creatures, but not humans type of strength.
Yeah. What is the connection between Justin Bieber and deodorant?
He has his shirt off a lot, so maybe it's important when you're always popping your top to be mm-hmm. fresh as a daisy. Because in the picture, one of the pictures, he's got his arms out, and that's a risky move right. to make if you've got any BO. That's just basically sending that out to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that could be the connection. It is maybe it's just an entry point for further beauty products like shaving cream. I think he probably just got to the point where he now shaves.
Yeah.
He's like 19 or something.
Yeah. Tyson, I know that you are a natural deodorant guy. You've talked about this before in the past. Would you even consider the Justin Bieber deodorant?
Nah, I'm not going to eat that.
Okay. Although it says all natural.
It is vegan and plant-based.
Yeah, but I think all natural doesn't mean that you can actually eat it. But licking it would probably be harmless. Maybe even eating yeah. it's harmless.
You might be okay. So we will stay tuned if any other celebrity is going to be working on some new signature deodorants. Danny, big summer movie season is around the corner, and there is a new movie theater which is allowing the customers to both enjoy bottomless wine and bring your dogs to the movie theater.
I already don't like theaters. They're very sticky. When the lights go down, I feel uncomfortable with strangers surrounding me in a dark place. I mean, in any other situation, that would be unacceptable. Dark environment with strangers sitting right next to you. Now you're inviting dogs. No, this is a recipe for disaster. Alcohol, dogs, strangers, and a dark place. Terrible, terrible combination.
Okay. Danny, you're out. Tyson, would you be interested in something like this?
No, definitely not.
Okay. Me neither. for the record, I would not be interested in, I mean, that the whole point of being at the movie theater, Danny, is that you want to be able to like enjoy a movie and, you know, not have like dogs barking and running around the movie theater and drunk people around.
Why not let my neighbor mow her lawn in the theater while this movie is playing? Because it'll be as distracting as having dogs.
Yeah.
Wandering Danny, around.
Your neighbor started mowing her lawn at 10 p.m.
Yes, she has. She did last night until 10:15. 10:15. That blows my mind. And that is as annoying as having dogs in a movie theater, in my estimation.
Now, what is the appeal? Is the movie industry hurting so badly that dogs at the movie theater will rejuvenize the movie industry?
I think if you love dogs, and people who love dogs love other dogs, I think. So if you're a bunch of dog people getting together in the same room, that's like a party, right? Your dogs can socialize. You can socialize. I've seen dog parks. I've never put foot in one. But it looks like everybody's talking about dogs. So I guess it makes sense for dog people to unite and watch a movie and get interrupted a million times by their dogs. Unless they,
yeah.
I mean, their dogs are probably better behaved than my kids, to be fair.
I mean, I'm looking at pictures and the dogs are sitting on the furniture. I mean, do you, I am a pet lover, but do you want to go to, you know, movie theaters where the, you know, there's old dogs sitting on the couch?
No. No, I would turn around. If they said this theater earlier today was used for dogs, I would turn around and walk away. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. It seems like that it is a movie theater, but they also have other. This is not like your regular movie theater.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the website right now. They have it's a theater, but new hours, couches, and theme nights are here. Like, yeah. I don't think they're showing movies every night of the week.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays, they have burlesque dancers. and then a couple other nights, they have, like, local people putting on their own acts. This is just a theater trying to fill time and make some money when normally they shutter the doors.
They also have on Tuesday night here, bring your dog to church night.
Wow. I guess that would make church more entertaining. But I mean,
I could see church for dogs, dog church. I think that could be popular.
Well, and churches are hurting to fill those pews. So now you got dogs. They need conversion, too. Probably saving as well.
And you're looking for a distraction at church.
Yeah. And your phone is a bridge too far. But a dog, I think that's acceptable.
Dog is like is perfect.
Yeah. You can just sit there and play with your dog. And it's acceptable because that's what the whole church is about.
Mm hmm. Yeah. So the dogs, I feel like you're going to be in the snacks too, Danny.
Oh, for sure. They're going to be licking things. They're going to be licking my hand. Could you imagine getting a lick in the dark? You're going to hope it was the dog that licked your hand, but you don't know. Anyone could lick your hand. And the dogs are just the fall guy for some weirdo who wants to lick your hand. There's just too much going on. Peeing, pooing. That's always a possibility with a dog. Yeah. Don't care how well behaved it is. Barking. If you're watching a movie with other dogs, isn't barking going to be inevitable? So I'm out.
Right. Also, do dogs love loud noises?
I can't imagine dogs liking any Michael Bay film. Right? It would just be like, show them Transformers. I guarantee you dogs are going crazy.
Yeah. This is all taking place in Plano, Texas, where Tuesday night is bring your dog to church. Thursday is trivia. Bring your dog on stage to do tricks night. Friday is movie night. So
they've gone all in on dogs.
They're all in on dogs here at this theater. You could also do on the website. You can go to a DNA test for your dog also.
Just to find out if any of their siblings or other people are committed a dog crime. Maybe this is they're trying to get a profile for dog poops.
Yeah. Okay. I will bet it's probably the cleanest floor outside of
dog sure.
remains that are there at the movie theater. I think that that might be the only thing that's on the floor. Not any popcorn.
Gross.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
All right. Danny, speaking of dogs that I guess there's good reason why people might bring a dog to the movie theater, because it's not always easy to find someone to take care of your dog, as one California dog owner recently found out. That was the case for Rosie Brown when she hired a woman off the pet sitting app WAG to walk her dog, but she had a doggy cam which revealed that there was a lot more going on at her house.
I feel like the doggy cam, do you have to tell the person watching that you have a camera? Or if it's in your own house, I mean, is that acceptable? In this case, it turned out great. She got some great nude footage of an unsuspecting person. But I kind of wondered whether or not that was a crime not to tell the individual.
If you are doing surveillance at your house and then people are coming over, I know it would be wrong if you had this camera in your bathroom. I know that you're not allowed, that's against the law. That's against the law. But if you just have a camera in your house, I mean, if you have a baby monitor, I don't know if you tell people, hey, I have a baby monitor.
Well, the other thing I wonder is, do you want to hide the fact that you have a camera in the hopes of capturing something like this, or inform them that you do have the camera in order to thwart just such an incident taking place? Like, are you excited? Is this titillating to you that you finally caught something with your camera? Or I mean, it all could have been averted if you're like, yeah, my apartment's filled with cameras, and then the person's going to keep everything on the up and up. No nudity. So was this entrapment? Like, there's no cameras in this apartment. I swear.
So I think that Rosie, the owner, might have been traveling. And so I think that she had the doggy cam to surveil her dogs while she was away from the home. And so she may not have disclosed to the dog walker when she went to a wedding in Louisiana. And she got a lot of footage that she was not anticipating, which included, one, the dog walker being naked sitting on her couch.
It got hot. Like Arizona, it gets hot up there.
Yeah, it's gonna be real hot.
Yeah
And also then the dog walker had a gentleman friend over at the house, and then I think they went to the bedroom.
Yeah, they just probably played Scrabble. I mean, come on. Why did she have a camera in there as well?
I don't know. They had a strange...
Or maybe she's keeping that footage for herself.
Yeah. And then also the dog walker also had the dog walker's parents also visiting.
It sounds like everyone was having a good time at the dog owner's home. It did say that the boyfriend came by more than once.
Multiple times.
So the camera really paid off. But again, I think that you could have avoided all of this if you had disclosed the camera in the first place.
Yes.
The question is now, do you throw away the couch that she sat on naked? That's gross.
Yeah, that is gross. Danny, is this a reason to have plastic lining all of your furniture?
I've always imagined, especially with kids, that you get in some kind of like tearaway. So you have like, you can go and buy refills and you put them over your couch. And then after your kids have done, like wiped 100 boogers on there, or, you know, crap their diaper on there, you just tear it off, throw that in the trash. You've got 9 more to go. That would be great in this case.
Would this entice you to take your pet to the movie theater, Danny?
Yes. I think that I'd prefer to sit through a movie with a dog than to have a stranger sit on my couch naked. If we're choosing between two evils.
Okay. All right. So this is an interesting travel story, and it looks as though the fast food chain Taco Bell is going to be opening up a hotel and resort. Tyson, what do you think about this Taco Bell hotel?
I feel like I've been talking a little too much, so why don't you give this one to Danny?
Danny?
Yeah, thanks for passing that over. Normally you are very long-winded, especially on your intro. Why not? Why not? Taco Bell does everything else. They have hiring parties. They're just trying as much as they can to get as much business as they can. So I'd go to a Taco Bell hotel. It's probably cleaner than that dog owner's apartment now.
Okay.
Just barely.
How is this going to work, Danny? What is a Taco Bell hotel?
Well, I'm currently reading about it. Yum Brands, first of all, who owns Taco Bell and several other restaurants. They didn't specify how long the hotel would operate, but you can get your reservations in June and start checking in August 9th.
Yeah.
It'll be Taco Bell themed apparel and an on-site salon with Taco Bell inspired nail art. So it's probably just a regular, you know, hotel environment. They just dressed up in complete Taco Bell.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, Tyson's a huge Taco Bell fan. I know.
Who is this marketed for, Danny? Is this for people love Taco Bell so much they want to stay at a Taco Bell hotel?
If I was driving in a place and I needed a hotel and I was looking at Motel 8, Best Western, or Taco Bell Hotel, that's an easy choice. It's like straight to the Taco Bell hotel. No question.
Yeah, I just like, are Taco Bell fans going to travel for this?
That I'm not sure. I'm trying to find out where it is.
So it's in California. You know where it is? That it's going to be in Palm Springs.
Oh, Palm Springs. That's a big tourist spot.
It is. Yet I don't know
why.
That I think that they're sort of building off the popularity that we've talked about, where people are getting married at the Las Vegas Taco Bell. And we talked about the Taco Bell weddings. They had over 165 wedding registrations, but maybe they're feeling like that. Maybe this will be like a destination wedding in Palm Springs that people will go to.
Hey, I can't argue with trying. If you've got a brand and it's Taco Bell and it's known for its delicious tacos served by questionable youngsters, maybe this is a step up, become a luxury. Maybe 100 years from now, Taco Bell will be the new Four Seasons.
Maybe.
But they'll rebrand it like TB, although that doesn't sound good.
Maybe.
You can't call it TB. But yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Hold on one sec. I'm going to turn my mic off. Rachel's calling. She knows not to call during the podcast, so it must be an emergency.
Okay. All right.
Well, and to be fair, it is a different time.
Yeah.
We're a little bit later today, so.
All right, everybody, I'm back. She wanted to know whether we should get 2% or whole milk.
Oh, whole milk.
I told her both. We're rich.
You want to get whole. Always whole. It tastes almost like ice cream.
Danny, is there a resort or a fast food chain restaurant that you would want to stay at the hotel version of?
No. Taco Bell is probably at the top of the list if I had to.
Yeah.
I can't think. Wendy's? No.
Wendy's Hotel? Well, Wendy would roast you.
I feel like it would smell bad.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King? No.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's, maybe. I could see McDonald's making a good resort for kids. Lots of clowns. I seriously can't think of any. How about you?
No, I don't want any place that I'm going to be sleeping to also, you know what they say?
Room service.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already doing that.
I don't know. I don't want to be staying in a hotel where everybody is eating Taco Bell. I'm not into it.
Do you feel like the air conditioning might not be strong enough to deal with that kind of
flatulence? Yeah, especially in Palm Springs. Yeah.
Yeah, this is what you need, the Bieber deodorant, when you're basically sweating pure Taco Bell in the middle of summer in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Count me out. Not for me, dog.
Okay. If they've lost Tyson, then something has gone wrong.
Yeah, I mean, move on.
Move on. Okay. Well, something is coming back that we thought might be gone forever, Danny. New Coke, that the long canceled drink, aka Coke 2, is making a comeback to coincide with Netflix's Stranger Things third season.
I don't know what New Coke is.
Okay. Once upon a time, Coca-Cola changed their flavor. I know you're a Mountain Dew guy. They changed their formula and they ended up coming up with something new. And then it was widely hated, and then they changed back to what is now known as Coca-Cola Classic. And this took place in the 80s.
Oh, okay. So it took place in the 80s. I was forbidden to drink caffeinated beverages.
Is that why you are such a big Mountain Dew guy now?
Yeah, I got to make up for lost time. And it sounds like this beverage would have gone come through across my radar right around the time during the prohibition of caffeine.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I missed it. Did you ever taste it? I've never tasted it.
I don't know if I ever had it. I don't think so. 1985 was the new
Coke. We were young.
People rioted in the streets that on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. We actually talked about this on the Conspirapod, where some people suggest that the new Coke was never going to be a thing. It was just invented to make people demand that the real Coke doesn't go away. Just to hype old Coke.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you want to know how bad we could make Coke? Let me give you a taste and you will come crawling back to us like a dog to the vomit.
Yes. So because of Stranger Things, which takes place in the 80s, new Coke is going to be part of the new season. Tyson, are you in on this?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
What?
So, Tyson likes Crystal Pepsi, too, though.
Yeah, he did. He drank all of the Crystal Pepsi that was sent to us. And so maybe he's got weird taste. He talked about eating Bieber's deodorant. So he must his taste buds must be wrecked. But he wasn't interested in a Taco Bell hotel. He's all over the map.
Wait, what?
Yeah, all over the map with your tastes.
Okay. Danny, are there any long canceled food or drink items that you hope other shows bring back?
No. And the reason is I believe in progress when it comes to food. Let's just continue moving forward. Let's not go back. Let's build new flavors. Let's enter new taste frontiers and let's pave a whole brave new world of foods and junk foods. Let's just leave that stuff in the past.
Danny, and move on. How come you're so smart?
Yeah, I took 10 years to get through college, so I learned a lot in those 10 years.
All right, Danny, let's talk about the story of... We love jailbreak stories on News AF.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the more ingenious jailbreak stories that we've had, where a woman in Fayetteville, Arkansas, pretended to be a California sheriff's deputy so that she could free her boyfriend from jail.
This is a ballsy move.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You want to tell the rest of the story, what happened to her? She paid?
Yeah, do you know it?
I think it said she got 15 years.
Yeah, she got 15 years for doing it, yeah.
Yeah, so that is love. Like, if you go and you're like, how should we fight these charges in court? I think that you come at it from a love angle and hope that the judge will show mercy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, this is my heart telling me to do this. It was all for love, 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 love. And then instead, I don't know what she did, but she got 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is her boyfriend going to break her out?
Oh, yeah. Now, so he's got to reverse it. He's got to now at least owe her the favor. You think that she's probably like writing him a letter like, hey, remember that thing?
You owe me.
Yes. Danny, would Liz sneak into jail to help break you out?
I think she would.
Oh.
I really do. I think that Liz would smuggle in files in a cake, whatever it took, if I asked. But then again, we do have kids. It sounds like these people probably don't have kids. So you don't have to worry about your kids going to social services if you're this couple. Whereas my kids will end up going to social services and then resent me even more than they already do. So it's just a no-win situation. I wouldn't ask that of Liz.
Yeah. Tyson, what about you? Would Rachel break you out of jail?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. I don't think that my wife would either.
Do you think that they'd go as far as to testify against you, like be character witnesses for the prosecution?
It's sort of two minds, where one, I could see that she would want me to be out of jail because she wouldn't want to watch the kids all by herself. On the other hand, maybe she would like not having me around. So she might break me out of jail, but just to watch my kids.
That's very logical. I get that.
Yeah.
Like, that's my only problem is losing a babysitter. Like, one of my biggest reasons to be a good husband is because I can't take these kids all on my own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It sounds awful.
It does. It sounds really tough. I don't know if I could do it.
Is Nicole still mad at you, Rob?
No, things are going okay over here. It's touch and go any given day, but I think things are going okay, but we're definitely not on, break me out of jail terms.
Mm.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Those are serious terms. That's next level love. That's like Notebook times 10.
Yeah. That's really romantic. All right. Danny, before we head on over to your bolt hole, let's take a moment and thank one of our sponsors here today. And those are our friends over at Scentbird. And Scentbird is making it like, so hey, you want to smell good, you want to try out some different fragrances, and you don't want to get mixed up with Justin Bieber, then how about you give Scentbird a try, whatever scent you might be wearing. With Scentbird, they've got a great way to have great taste without breaking the bank, whether it's Versace, Gucci, or Dolce & Gabbana. Scentbird keeps you smelling good month after month. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service where you can mix up your cologne or perfume routine, Danny. It's a way for you to discover new colognes or perfumes without buying an entire bottle. Scentbird has more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a cologne or perfume each month. You try out the brands you want. It's the real deal. Gucci, Tom Ford, Kenneth Cole, Burberry, Prada, and more. Choose the cologne that you want and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays. That's enough to apply more than four times a month. If you're not sure what scent you're looking for, sort colognes and perfumes by brand, occasion, season, style, and more, or check out the ratings and reviews of the fragrance, or take Scentbird's True Scent Quiz to discover more personalized recommendations. My wife tried it out. She loved it. She got a bunch of different fragrances from Scentbird, and she couldn't be happier with it. With this exclusive offer for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. So go to scentbird.com/Rob and use my code Rob for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird, scentbird.com/Rob to try your first cologne or perfume for just $7.50. Scentbird.com/Rob. Sign on and smell amazing. Okay. Let's go ahead and get to Danny and the bolt hole.
Yeah, Rob, I don't think we really have time for the song this week. Let's just forego and get Danny right into the bolt hole there.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let's just jump right in. No need for a song.
So you're going to do it, Danny?
No, I'm going to wait for the song. Okay. I will not be led into this. Go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
You know that Scentbird stuff? I wish I could get that for my kids.
Yes.
A day out in the wild, and a kid comes back smelling so bad. And I'm always like, I always tell them they stink and smell like kids. Because just like a kid, if you had a kid cologne, I don't even know how to explain the smell, but they need Scentbird to cover up their scent because it's bad.
Yeah.
So, and also another idea would be, I was thinking about this the other day. I was around an older person who had doused themselves, submerged themselves in perfume. And I was thinking it'd be nice if we had an app or something that could tell an old person, like, that is enough. You put enough perfume on, like, tone it down. I mean, it's not their fault. They lose some sense of smell as you get older.
So this is an underreported story. You feel like that people are getting hard of smelling.
Yeah, as you get older. So I don't know if you've ever noticed, but old ladies really dump on the perfume, like to the point where they're making me sick. Mm-hmm. And it's like a cloud of perfume follows them everywhere they go. So they need someone or something or an app or the bottle that sprays the perfume to be like, that is enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an idea. That's not what I want to talk about. My bowl.
Classic Danny.
I know. Seriously, I'll find anything to complain about. No, what I want to talk about is how we are going to carry News AF thousands of years into the future.
Okay. All right. Finally, let's talk about this.
We have spoken.
Guys, this story is good.
It's really good because this is going to allow everybody to listen to News AF for eternity. And eternity. I don't know if you saw the eternity. As long as there's power to run the AIs that are going to recreate our voice. I don't know if you saw this article. Joe Rogan had his voice mimicked by an AI. It's called Dessa's AI.
Yeah.
And you can go to their website and take a quiz to see if you can spot the difference between his voice and the fake one.
Yeah.
And the AI does an amazing job. Now, Joe Rogan has, I think it says in the article, something like 16.
So they have a technology to simulate the voice of somebody, whether or not they're there?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Check it out. Maybe play it right now. It is amazing.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So Tyson's voice, if you can get enough data, enough voice samples, you can recreate a Tyson. He wouldn't even have to be here, and it would sound like every day you've got Tyson in the chair next to you.
Correct,
on the
Danny.
Podcast.
You're wrong.
No, I could be wrong. I mean, this is an article. I could always be wrong. But this sounds like this is News AF's ticket into infinity.
Yeah. Okay. So what are they designing this for?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, right now, it's kind of like a neat trick. Right. You can think of a lot of ways it could be used nefariously, you know, to harm impersonate. Like you could be impersonated. The reason Rogan was picked was because he's got 1300 episodes. So there's it's a lot of material for it to churn through and come up with the ability to mimic your voice and copy the way you talk.
Mm-hmm.
So someone could use your voice and pretend you were on someone else's podcast saying horrible things.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, about Tyson, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and drive a wedge between you two. And so that's one way you could use it. There's other ways you could use it. I don't know about any benefits other than the fact that this podcast can now go on forever once this AI becomes available.
Okay. Boy, that's scary. I mean, is this like a... when we're in the Galactic Salt Mine, that the podcast can still continue to play?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, just so that everybody can rest easy that when they're piping in between the steam whistles, when they're piping out music, that they'll also be able to pipe out News AF, and it will sound and talk just like us.
This has Galactic Salt Mine written all over it. Danny already called Laser Pick Operator on his Twitter handle, so I don't know what I'll be doing, but probably pleasuring the overlords.
Yeah, well, that's what you want to do. You got to get in with the power players, and then you can give us some luxury items, you know, like smuggle them in, however, through whatever orifice. So you're going to be our tie into the outside world. But this allows our podcast to carry on forever, regardless of what Tyson chooses to do at the Galactic Salt Mines.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, anything else in the bolt hole this week?
No, I just, I found this to be fascinating. Other than that, just glad to be here with you and Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always enjoy podcast day.
Yes. Always a lot of fun. So much going on. It's going to be a very busy summer here on News AF. I saw a bunch of other stories that were in the maybe pile this week over in our Group AF Facebook group. And we could probably do 15 15, 20 stories a week if we want.
I did have one story that it was fascinating. And Mitsubishi, I believe it was, has invented a $270 toaster that toasts just one piece of bread perfectly at a time.
Yeah.
And I thought that might appeal to Tyson with his sensitive palate.
Yeah.
But it's... It wasn't good enough to be bolt hole material, but I did find it fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks great. It looks amazing. Like, if you wanted to have a toaster on your counter that didn't look dumb like the Star Wars Crusher, you could put this on there and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
So,
Danny, did you catch in the Facebook group this week that a there was a post from Noah Bryson? Did you see this?
No, I didn't see it. That's my brother. Yes. Go on.
So Noah Bryson posted in the Facebook group, for the record, this sibling of Danny is a leg washer.
Oh, yes. And thank you, Noah, for reminding me that Taylor Swift asked if shaving cream was enough, like if you shaved your legs to be considered washing. And that took off. That was more of a story than the actual story of the tweet, was whether or not Taylor Swift's response was actually leg washing. And I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think shaving cream and using a razor. I mean, a razor is basically scraping off a layer of dead skin and hair. It's the ultimate cleanse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyson always badmouths my brothers. For some reason, Noah in particular. I don't know why Tyson picks on him, but that's his preference, I guess. But yeah, I know, but you got to announce your love for all the brothers. You can't pick on one. You got to pick on all equally.
So guys, where are we on the guys trip? We doing this or not?
Guys trip 2019. Is it happening?
Where?
I don't know.
When?
We have to throw out some ideas for a potential guys trip.
Can we just have our AIs meet together in the virtual world?
Oh, that would be, and then they could just tell us about what happened.
Yeah, like they could give us a report about the conversation, the awesome jokes that Tyson told, the amusing stories that he shared.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys want to go on a trip, I can definitely make time.
Okay.
Time is the one thing I do have.
All right. Tyson, do we have any new reviews in the Apple Podcast Store? You can go to newsaf.news to leave us a review. Hopefully you think that we are doing 5 stars, or join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/groupAF. Tyson, what reviews do we have this week?
I don't have any reviews this week. It's kind of slowed down. Oh. So get in there and you know, slap down a review for us.
Okay. All right. Danny, anything else going on?
I've unloaded everything from the bowl.
Okay. All right. Tyson, if people want to keep up with what you're doing, where do they go?
You can follow me on Twitter at Tyson Apostle, or Instagram also at Tyson Apostle, or Facebook also at Tyson Apostle.
Okay. Of course, Danny is just at Danny Bryson everywhere, right?
Yeah, pretty close. Instagram's Danny C. Bryson. But yeah, I've really slowed on social media, so you'll just find a wasteland.
Okay. All right. Danny, how did we do today?
Great. Good enough.
Good enough.
Yep. This slap the label on it.
I don't re-listen to later today.
What?
Thanks for doing that for us, Danny.
Dude, what a dick thing to say. Right there at the end, after all the effort, blood, sweat, and tears.
All right. Well, of course, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. We'll be back next week for more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
The This episode of Rob is a Podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up your first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. And while you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details just pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you can find out how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you could take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer not available in all areas.